Okay. If producer Tim, if you were captured by the enemy,
okay,
and he gave you at one time 4,000 cuts, scrapes, and bruises.
Okay,
that would be one heck of a torture session, right?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
death by 4,000 cuts.
Yeah. No, that'd be bad. It'd be really terrible.
Oh yeah.
But what's kind of interesting is a new study shows across your entire lifetime, thank God not once, you will suffer 4,000 cuts, scrapes, and bruises. Just to quantify it. Which kind of makes sense. I'm the one in the family, like when a Band-Aid needs to be put on, they come to me. I guess that's the mom's job.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, when you have an ouchie, even if you're 15, you still come to your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I put two Band-Aids on this week. One on my husband and the other one on my son. So that sounds about right. They're saying the average person suffers 35 scrapes and bruises each year, or about 3 a month. So when you factor in all the injuries from childhood, because you get more in your childhood, the average lifetime total is around 4,000.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting close to my limit.
Yeah, I know, really. And I don't know if you're like me. I am a total klutz. People who know me will tell you that. I'm legendary for it. So I'm way beyond the 4,000 already, I think. I'm always walking around with a big bruise and I don't even know how I got it. It's like my husband beat me, but he didn't.
My wife says that. She's a bit of a klutz sometimes.
Is she?
Yeah, she says the same thing. That's funny.
Yeah. I'll get so busy, I'll run into something, and then later on I'm looking at some huge bruise I have and I'm like, why did I get that? I can't remember. I don't even know.
Yeah, she does that too.
Yeah. Anyway, this was part of a new study. Found one in four people worry about other people judging them as weak or sickly if they put a Band-Aid on. Oh, that is my husband.
Yeah, I don't not me so much.
Really?
I don't care if I have to put a Band-Aid on because I do a lot of cooking and I've cut my fingers several times. And in fact, my daughter likes to just wear Band-Aids, and she got in the Band-Aid box, and I didn't have any Band-Aids one day, so she got in trouble for that.
Yeah, one of my kids went through that phase.
Yeah.
Especially do you have the little decorative kind that are really cool? And
we have the Elsa ones. And
Kids would go right for those.
So I stopped buying those.
Yeah. Well, my husband is a Marine, and as you know, Marines do not wear Band-Aids. That is a sign of weakness.
Yeah, I have Marines in my family as well. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So it's just a culture thing. So, you know, my husband got these super sharp knives. He's very excited about from Amazon. All the reviewers said they were super sharp. And boy, are they. He keeps cutting himself with them. He's just walking around hours after cutting himself. He's still bleeding. You got to yell to guy. No, you are putting a Band-Aid on. Bacteria applies to you. He said, I was going to ask you to change it. I'm like, oh, okay.
I will say that it's not my initial thought though. If I cut myself, like I'll finish the job or something, and then I treat the wound. Like I don't like sit there and I'm like, oh my God, I cut myself. I gotta go get a Band-Aid like right now.
Yeah.
My wife fusses at me about that.
Yeah, as she should.
Yeah.
As she should. Well, if you're doing any traveling this weekend, another study takes parents 2.4 days to recover from traveling with the family. Yeah. No,
the scenarios that just ran through my head is crazy. Yeah.
Now, we used to have a plan for this and it worked pretty well. I learned it from a friend of mine. We would, when we would go on vacation, because we had all our kids back to back. Two of my kids are like a year apart. And what we would do is we would wait until it got dark, put them in their PJs, strap them in at bedtime to, you know, their child seats and just drive like a bat out of hell.
Yeah.
Try not to make any loud noises. That was the only way. Otherwise, you just quit. Because somebody, I mean, you got three of them, you know, strapped back there. Somebody's going to be screaming, right?
Yeah.
Inevitable. Somebody will be screaming. You're going to scream all the way there and all the way back. So that was, and it works really well.
They're like light bulbs. When one goes, they all go.
Yes. When one, exactly. So I know exactly what this person means. By the way, that's why I started doing Thanksgiving for my entire family from like three states. Because it's like, no, I would rather cook for 2 days than strap toddlers into a car and drive. I just like, even, oh, but Terrence, it's only 3 hours. Doesn't matter. I'm not doing it. I don't care. Come to my house so everybody does. They still do, even though I don't have toddlers anymore.
Yeah, so. we're getting to that point to where we just want to do stuff like that, like holidays like that, like at home, with just us.
Now my kids are behind the wheel. And I want to say, Tim, I've been meaning to tell you and Lee, if I don't come back on Monday, I loved working with you. You guys were great.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
I have almost died twice.
I hope that doesn't happen.
Literally, almost died.
Oh, no.
Not kidding. Well, you know what happens with teenagers? I mean, they all make mistakes. Driving is actually a lot more confusing than you realize because you're so used to doing it.
Yeah.
And it's been the same thing with both my kids. When they drove me in front of oncoming traffic and I, you know, within an inch of my life, it's always something in that intersection that is not typical.
Right. It'd be like somebody just kind of like inched out too far or something.
Well, okay. Like in the, like it's the latest one, right? You got to arrow, right? To turn.
Yeah.
Left turn intersection, right? Arrow means you can go, even if it's yellow or if it's green. If it's yellow, you better skedaddle. But
you got yield, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you have the right, yeah, obviously. Well, I mean, no, I mean, talking the protective arrow, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know what? Except when it's yellow and it's blinking. I forgot to mention that.
Oh.
And you do not have the right of way. Not at all. I don't even know why they have that. Might as well just not have it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just make
it confusing for a
lot of
people,
confusing. Yeah. Why is the yellow arrow flashing? That's the huh. Just make it a round green circle or make it a round yellow circle. You know, then you know you do not have the right of way. You can't turn. My son got fooled with it by it. I mean, I swear. We missed that car by inches. And I was like, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you about that. He's like, Mom! So just, you know, for the record, you never know. If I don't come back on Monday, I loved all of you guys. I mean, you're teaching two teenagers to drive at one time. You may or may not come back in on Monday.
Yeah. Well, I hope that doesn't happen.
I know. Me too. Well, see, if I say it, it won't.
Yeah, it won't, yeah,
right?
Of course.
Yeah. There you go. So anyway, my son will not be making that mistake again. We're really clear on how the turn lane works now. Really, really clear. Folks, imagine a future with China as the world's lone superpower. Imagine Chinese AI running the world with all the propaganda that would entail. You've seen how evil China is and how they're willing to kill. And what do they send us just in, what have we found out just in recent weeks? Blight to destroy our crops, roundworm weaponized to destroy our livestock. They wanted to make sure there was nothing left to eat, bottom line. It's just the last few weeks. But the real war is over energy. And Doug Burgum, our Interior Secretary, has been warning about this. And he did an amazing interview in which he said, listen, China by 2035 is on track to have eight terra gigabytes of energy. They're opening a new energy either coal fire plant, gas fire plant every week. We're closing down ours because we're just that stupid on average. They already have three. They're on track to have eight by 2035. We are in track to have three by 2035, but a lot of it will be solar. So it's useless in terms of the percentage of the expansion will be solar. That's why it is critical that Trump decimate the solar and wind to force them to do something else. I don't care what, nuclear, natural gas, got to be something. Amazing hearing. I mean, this stuff that yesterday came out over the last couple of days in the Senate on how the EEC, the Energy Foundation of China, sponsors and pays for a lot of our fake climate research, which is done in our universities. They're doing it everywhere from Harvard to Berkeley, just all over the country. They are underwriting the fake research. They have subsidiary donors from Natural Resources Defense Council, World Resources Institute, Rocky Mountain Institute, and they are funding more than half the funding for the climate lobby comes from China. Again, what do I tell you every day? The Democrat Party hates you, hates America, and they're at war with America. The Democrat Party has merged with China. The stuff coming out of these hearings is unbelievable. So China funds the research, the bogus research at our universities, climate research. Then they take it into court. It's all Democrats and China. But then I repeat myself. Folks, this is great. This is Ted Cruz. Senator Ted Cruz at the hearing. Everybody needs to hear this to understand where this is coming from. Folks, we've got X now. We've got free media now. We can break the back of the climate lie. It has got to be a priority or we're going to lose to China. Because I'm telling you what, whoever can power AI, that's going to take a ton of energy. Whoever can do that's going to win. I don't want to be ruled by China, but we will be. And the Democrats, but then I repeat myself.
And I would note that both of my Democrat colleagues in their remarks had not a word to say about communist China funneling millions of dollars to pay for these lawsuits. Miraculously, that was absent from their remarks, nor...
I think we referred to it by using the phrase conspiracy theory.
You did say you don't worry about conspiracy theories, but what is most certainly not a conspiracy theory is that the agenda of the Chinese Communist Party and the agenda of Senate Democrats are identical. Both China and the Democrats want to bankrupt the American energy industry.
Thank you.
Both China and the Democrats want to destroy jobs in America. Mm-hmm. And both China and the Democrats want to increase the price you pay for electricity every month. And they want to increase the price you pay for putting gas in your car every week.
Yep.
That is the agenda of today's Democrat Party. That is the agenda of Communist China. And today's Democrats are not remotely embarrassed to have their left-wing groups funded by Communist China, the world's biggest polluter, because China's interest is weakening and hurting America. It makes you ask why an American political party would have that interest as well.
I would just observe that saying it more loudly doesn't make it more true.
Actually, in Washington, sometimes it does.
He's got nothing. He's got nothing. No, saying it more loud. It's true. It's absolutely true. And folks, when you see John Thune, Republican leader of the Senate, agree with the parliamentarian, oh, yeah, you know what we do? That's right. We have to take the energy permits out of the big, beautiful bill because the parliamentarian says so. The parliamentarian, by the way, was hired by Harry Reid, a Democrat, in 2012. He's dead now. She can go. And by law, we don't have to listen to anything she says, but he says he's just going to abide by it because tradition. Yeah, tradition. Folks, we need the permits. Remember when Joe Biden put the, because he was working for China, he got the $30 million from them. He put the whole, like basically draw a line around America, all of that drilling in the oceans, basically the entire coast, you put it all off limits to help China. And the way that it works, he can do that by executive order. It takes a law to reverse it. Yeah, well, it's in a big, beautiful bill. And the parliamentarian, some girl, was like, nah, you can't have that in there. Because of course she did. She's a Democrat. John Thune, our Republican leader, is like, okay, whatever you say. I wonder how much his check from China is. I know Mitch McConnell was getting a lot of money from China for his father-in-law's shipping business. Guy came in middle class, upper middle class to Congress, left worth $200 million. China do that for you. What's Thune getting? He's getting something. They better find a way to reverse this parliamentarian. We cannot go without those permits. I'm getting exercised. Okay. Here's the rest from Ted Cruz. The good news is, again, we're lancing the boil. When we talk about these things, people find out about them now because of X. We can begin to fight the Democrats and China. But then I repeat myself, they are in fact the same entity.
We're witnessing right now a systematic campaign against American energy.
Yep.
There is a coordinated assault by the radical left, backed and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party, to seize control of our courts, to weaponize litigation against U.S. energy producers.
Yep.
All in order to undermine American energy dominance. At stake is a lot more than an industry. Our energy sector is the engine of American prosperity, the lifeblood of our industrial power, our national security, and our geopolitical leverage. If American energy is under attack, so is American security and American independence.
Yeah. And as Doug Burgum, Interior Secretary, explained, as did our Energy Secretary, if China wins the AI race, they already control the rare earth minerals, we need to do it. China wins that AI race, they're going to be the world's lone superpower. You do not want to live in that world. Let me tell you, you do not want to live in a world where Chinese influence is wielded like that. I mean, look what they've tried to kill us with just in recent weeks. We found out again, the weaponized blight, the weaponized roundworm, 1-2 punch. One knocks out the crops. The other knocks out the livestock. The one that knocks out the crops also sterilizes Americans and causes either liver damage or liver collapse. Caught it at the border. What's the one thing they insist on when they're negotiating with Trump? Trump had to give in to him. We don't have rare earth minerals. Joe Biden put the two mines we had off limits for 20 years. We need legislation for that, but I'm sure Mr. Thune will step up and help the Chinese with that too. Rhino. By the way, Rhino is trending on X right now, as it should. This is how we fight. We used to be able to fight. Folks, I know I make you mad sometimes, but understand, you know about these things because they're trending on X. Rhino is trending on X. We have the ability to fight the Republican leadership. See, they like to pretend that it's the Democrats in bed with China, but they are too. They are too. We're going to defeat them too. This is a part where we lance the boil. Looks awful, but it's the beginning of the healing process. We got to fight all this. We got 3.5 years to fight this. And now we've got Republican leadership in our way. But Senator Eric Schmidt thinks we can defeat Thune. We shouldn't have to defeat Thune. He's our leader. Texter writes simply, Marxism, exclamation point. Yes. And the problem is we've got Democrats who want to be ruled by China because it would solve a lot of their major problems.